I want you to hear what the Lord said here as he was about to create man in his own image. I'm going now to Bereshit chapter 1, once again, verse number 26. Then God, the Hebrew word here is Elohim, which is actually God plural. El is God singular. Elohim is God plural. There's only one God, but there's a plurality in him because there's relationship inside God. He's multidimensional. So we read there, then God said, get this now, let us, U.S., let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Get it now. Us, our, and our. Who is God speaking to when he said, let us? Who is the us? Some of the ancient rabbis say that God was talking to the angels. No, beloved, listen to me. God is an us. God is an us. Let us make man in our image. We're not talking about many gods. There's only one God. But I'm saying the nature of God is us. He is relationship. He is community. He doesn't exist alone and separate from everything. Within his bosom has always been the Son. There's always been an us inside God, and he is bringing you and I into his us so that we can realize that we're never alone. We're always surrounded by us, with us. God is us, and then we're connected to his body to have the us who is God reflected in the body in our relationship with each other as a body. And so eye is not seen, and ear is not heard, the things that have entered in to our lives because of what Yeshua has done for us. And God's going to be revealing all this mystery to us in the days to come by His Spirit. God is us. He's called us in to this us mentality. So whenever you're talking to somebody, don't think about it just as you and them. Think about your relationship together so that now it's not a relationship of separates, but it's a relationship of us. You and your friend, us. Whoever it is, try to always think in terms of us because God is an us. He is community and he is, beloved, relationship.